why we keep circling inside narrow options. When most people face a choice, their first reaction is not to look for more possibilities, but to hastily pick from the two or three options that come most easily to mind. This habit stems from the brain's cognitive miserliness. It prefers the least effortful path to an answer rather than the most accurate one. A narrow option pool carries a hidden cost. You think you are choosing, but you are merely trading off within a range someone else already drew. When the only options are accept or reject, you are always debating boundaries, never the goal itself. The focusing effect in psychology amplifies this. We lock attention onto the first scenario that appears and polish it repeatedly, rarely pausing to ask whether another entrance leads to the same destination. Worse, narrow options manufacture a false urgency. When only one path seems open, every ripple is read as now or never, so anxiety replaces judgment and impulse replaces deliberation. To break the loop, step one is not to compare harder but to admit that most important decisions have far more than two options right now. That admission is where expansion begins. Point three, underlying principles of option generation. First, quantity before quality. During generation, suppressing judgment matters more. If you delete while you think, good ideas are killed before they surface. Write everything down first, even the absurd, because blank is worse than strange. Second, reframe the question. The same goal asked in different sentences yields completely different options. Replace "should I quit" with "what work state do I want in 3 years," and the frame shifts from binary to open. Third, borrow across boundaries. Mature practices in other industries become new options elsewhere. Restaurant reservations, software canary releases, hospital triage all inspire personal decisions. Options multiply when you stop limiting yourself to your own field. These principles are simple, the hard part is persistence. They ask you to slow down and ask more at the very moment you most want to decide. Yet those extra questions often decide whether you end up active or passive. Write the three principles on a note where decisions happen, run every choice through them, and expansion becomes the default rather than a burden. Professional analysis, cognitive experiments, and real data on expanding options. Behavioral scientists identified long ago a repeatedly verified phenomenon. When people are asked to produce at least one alternative beyond the default, final decision quality rises markedly. Several universities later replicated this in samples of roughly 1,200 participants. One named framework is the forced alternative technique, EFAT, which requires decision makers to list at least three viable alternatives in writing and mark one core assumption for each before locking any choice. It contrasts sharply with binary fast thinking that only judges accept or reject. A recognizable real case comes from product teams. An internet company mandated that every proposal include two alternative implementation paths in reviews. Over a year, rework fell about 30% and the team's sense of control rose nearly 20%. Data shows diminishing marginal returns. Satisfaction climbs most from one to three options, then flattens past three and can even fall from choice overload beyond seven. Thus, three to five high-quality options is the more cost-effective zone. This yields measurable indicators: number of effective options generated per important decision, share from non-default sources, and a one-week regret self-rating. With an execution checklist, list options, mark assumptions, mark sources, set thresholds, vague thinking more becomes a reviewable process. Four-step framework, turning a single option into an option set. Step 1, decompose the goal. Break which house should I buy into commute ceiling, budget range, school weight, preservation expectation. Once the goal is split, options formerly bundled together are released as independent knobs. Step 2, reverse list. Start from the outcome you least want and work backward to which options avoid it. Reverse thinking fills blind spots forward thinking misses, such as which step would I most regret in 3 years. Step 3, borrow across boundaries. Deliberately seek inspiration in an unrelated field, logistics redundancy, game save mechanics, fitness periodization all translate into your options. This step exists to break inter-industry path dependence. Step 4, set thresholds. Give each dimension a pass line and a delight line so options are ranked by how well they meet the bar rather than black or white. With thresholds, you converge fast when options overflow and know where to add when they are thin. Option expansion practice in daily scenes. Career stuck, do not only ask should I switch jobs. Expand to internal transfer, lead a project, part-time study, side business trial, each tagged with feasibility and time cost, so the decision is no longer all in. Consumer choices too, for a pricey item, line up buy now, wait for sale, buy used, rent to own, rent before buy. Adding the time dimension cools the must buy now impulse. Relationship conflict is not only endure or explode, it can be written communication to avoid emotion, third-party mediation, a cooling-off period, or redefining the relationship with lower expectations. One more option, one more non-hurtful path. Health management likewise, weight loss need not be only diet or quit. Intermittent fasting, strength training, food logging, sleep priority, social support are parallel levers whose combination beats single hard clinging. Write a template for each scene and reuse it. Templates turn expansion from mental labor into fill-in-the-blank, lowering the bar and raising execution. High-frequency mistakes and corrections. Mistake 1, more options is always better. Past 7 effective options, comparison ABI.